Hi everybody. I thought I'd do a quick audio. I'm getting a lot of questions in lip from people asking about the benefits of being a member of the Royal Registry. And I thought I would try and summarise the majority of those questions. Obviously, I'm expecting more afterwards, but that's okay. But the gist of it is the benefits of the registration, starting with corporation tax exempt. Corporation tax rules, codes and regulations do not apply to registered subjects of the Crown. Corporation rules such as payroll tax, land tax, GST, etc. are not applicable to registered subjects of the Crown. Regarding corporation council fees and fines, exemption. No corporation council fees, fines, rates, obligations, etc. apply to the registered subjects of the Crown. In relation to corporation contracts exemption, no corporation contract binds a registered subject of the Crown. It does not matter whether a corporate contact is implied or otherwise. Similarly, corporation imposed fines for speeding, parking, etc. do not apply to registered subjects of the Crown. In relation to corporation rules, codes and practices exemption, no corporation rule, code or practice applies to a registered subject of the Crown, which includes corporation road rules, corporation regulations on land use, summary offences not assented to by our reigning monarch. In relation to corporation rules, codes and practices, no corporation rule, code of practice applies to a registered subject of the Crown, which includes corporation road rules, corporation regulations on land use, summary offences not assented to by our reigning monarch. I know I repeated that twice. I thought it would be very important to understand that as a man or woman, you are not their person. And as such, you are not bound or obligated to follow any of their statutes, which are not law. They're just their rules for the dead, for corporations, trusts, persons. They are the only ones, or slaves is another one. Slaves are employees, basically sum up both in every category. So unless you're a slave or an employee of the corporation personating as government, you're not bound or obligated to do anything they say. Now, most of us are aware of that. The learning is how to navigate with that knowledge, and that's where Royal Registry has come into play. It's made it very simple, so those with the minimum of knowledge can still practice living in the private, using the Privacy Act, using the law, and ignoring their statutes. I hope this helped.